According to the lead researcher, almost 10 years ago, the military became aware that the number of head injuries they were seeing was higher than they'd seen in the past.
Specifically, mild head injuries or concussions. And they were unfortunately seeing veterans and service members come back from Iraq and Afghanistan with persistent difficulties, persistent symptoms after the brain injuries. Unlike what we see in sports, where someone will get a concussion and couple days, weeks later, they're back to normal. We weren't seeing that at the same rate in this population.
Dr. David X. Seafew chairs the VCU School of Medicine's Department of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation. This grant money will fund research with broad implications.
And let's figure out what's going on here. What is the natural course of recovery after these repeated combat injuries? What things can help speed up that recovery or affect the long-term outcome? And will they have any long-term sequelae, such as is being reported with NFL players and other athletes, where they get degenerative changes of their brain over time, say 5 to 20 years after these repeated injuries? Will they decline, as opposed to what we have always expected after a concussion, where even if you have some symptoms, you don't get worse over time?
VCU will oversee a national consortium of universities, hospitals, and clinics that will study both combat injuries and civilian injuries.
And will allow us to study this problem in a large-scale way with great rigorousness of science, so that we'll actually know the answer by the time we conclude the research.
Brain injuries and war, he said, have always been related.
Concussive blasts have been around for hundreds of years, and certainly thousands of years if you consider a blow to the head. So we've seen it. We haven't seen it with this incidence or this frequency. Some reports say 1 out of 5 service members is being exposed to a concussive blast that could have led to a concussion as we're examining here. It may not be more common, it's just that we're more aware of it, we have better technology, and we're reporting on it, and we're assessing and treating these folks earlier on.
He pointed out that one of the ways to get a Defense Department grant is to have this kind of brain injury research already going on.
We've had a study that's been underway just about 3 years now where we've been collecting a similar group of subjects that would be used for this protocol. We've got over 300 folks that have already been identified from the conflicts with these brain injuries who are being monitored over time. And again, the goal is to follow them as long as 5, 10, 20 years out, because it may take that long.
Dr. Seafew, who's a national director for the Department of Veterans Affairs, noted that the McGuire VA Medical Center in Richmond is one of 5 in the country focusing on brain injuries.
Our goal is to actually study the natural history of this disorder and see, is there a subset who get the bad outcomes? But we're also going to be looking at specialized interventions or techniques to prevent this or to delay these symptoms. We're going to be looking at, are there subpopulations that are at higher risk that may need different services at different times? We're going to be trying to help families to adjust to some of the difficulties that may occur, because that alone may actually improve outcomes, to be more aware of when emotional problems, anxiety, depression come about. And most importantly, to figure out how we can reactivate these people who may have these difficulties so they can approximate a return to normalcy with return to work, possibly return to duty, certainly return to happiness and time with family and friends.
John Ogle, WCVE News.